Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They win the faceoff, clear it all the way down and in! And the Islanders look like they've done it. Josh Bailey sends it all the way down and scores the empty net goal. He scored the overtime winner in game one. He may have scored the sweeping goal for the Islanders.
It's obviously fresh. I haven't had a lot of time to digest it, but, you know, just disappointing. You know, we felt good about our game coming into the playoffs, and we were playing some good hockey and then got off to a rough start, but still felt like we had a chance here coming home.
The reality is, you know, we win as a group and we lose as a group, and we're all part of it. And so we've all got to take responsibility. It's disappointing. We had high expectations of this team. We believe we have good players, and we had the potential to be a good team. And we obviously did not play well enough to win.
And it's time for an early Penguins post-mortem today after getting swept last night by the Islanders here in Pittsburgh. Mike Tirico on NBC Sports with the call, and then Sidney Crosby and Mike Sullivan. You'll hear from a bunch of different voices today on the end of the Penguins season. Jason Mackey at 3, Bob Grove at 4:45 in between, one of the few national experts who picked the Islanders to beat the Penguins. Chris, should there be a major shakeup?
Yep. The Penguins didn't learn when it was Ray Sciarro and Dan Bylsma in 2012 after they got humiliated, and as much as you can get humiliated in a six-game series by the Flyers. They didn't learn then. They didn't learn the following year after Boston just completely suffocated them in the Eastern Finals after they made a bunch of blockbuster moves to try to gear up. Only after blowing a 3-1 lead to the Rangers in 2014 did they learn and actually cut bait with everybody involved, Bylsma and Sciarro, and then they didn't exactly make a bang-up coaching hire with Mike Johnston. But what this team needs to be is decisive, both in terms of how they look at their roster and how they look at whether or not Mike Sullivan and Jim Rutherford is a partnership that will yield more fruit down the road. I would rather in hockey always be a year ahead of it than a couple years behind it, because they wasted a couple years, it looks like, of Sidney Crosby's prime in the earlier part of this decade.
So your major shakeup...
I would trade Chris Letang and Phil Kessel right away.
Okay. You started, though, comparing it to times where they should have fired the coach and GM. You know, you said that they waited 2 years too long. So do you think that they should get rid of Sullivan or Rutherford?
One of those two should not return next year, and it would probably be...
What would be your preference?
I think Rutherford's done more damage to them in how he's constructed the team, but he is Sullivan's superior, and therefore it'll probably be Sullivan that's gone.
I don't think Sullivan's getting fired.
What? Do you think one of those two has done a bad enough job recently? Because I think Rutherford has made them slower, older, and crappier almost all the way around the roster in an effort to be tough, and I think it has done major damage to them.
So do I.
If I were being proactive, I would consider firing him more than I would Sullivan, but I just don't think Sullivan...
Well, you want to be proactive.
I don't think Rutherford's realistic as far as firing.
If I'm to take your words to mean anything here to start the show, you are urging or you are recommending that they be proactive.
Yeah, I would fire people. I would consider and probably do it. I would fire Jim Rutherford because I don't think he's dug them a hole here. He's created a roster and acquired contracts that are very untenable, and this team doesn't have an identity. In Sullivan's first 2 years, they had the personnel, and they were a little younger, so they could be a speed team. Now what are they? A team with an onerous Jack Johnson contract, an onerous Patrick Hornquist contract, Phil Kessel, who seems like he's pretty noncommittal about being back, Chris Letang, who's going to be 32 in a week from today and is still making the same boneheaded mistakes and not owning up for them. They've got all this going on. Ole Mata looks like a terrible hockey player all of a sudden, or a mediocre guy at best, a bottom three or bottom two pairing kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So they have all these players to go with their aging core that just don't seem like fungible parts of a championship caliber team. And the majority of those contracts or guys are Jim Rutherford's responsibility, are they not?
Yeah, he's been the GM since, what, 2012? So he brought in guys that won two Stanley Cups, and he's now also responsible for the
product. No, it was later than that. It was later than that.
2014 he gets here? Summer Correct. Of 2014?
He hired Johnston.
Okay, so now he's here, and he won two Cups, but now he's looking at a team that can't even win a game in the first round. I wouldn't fire Rutherford. I wouldn't fire Sullivan yet.
So what would you do?
I think it's time to chip away at the core of the team. I don't look at this series as a just strictly, you can't win them all, tip your cap, you can't win a Stanley Cup every year. It was a bad matchup. Credit the Islanders. They were just the better team series. When the Penguins players are in their 20s, I think you can do that. When they're in their 30s and getting closer to the twilight of their career, I don't think you can just bring the band back together and assume that you're going to get better results next year, because now it's a pattern. And actually, it's not a linear, it's a regression. It's second round exit, first round exit. What's next you're going to lead if you bring everybody back? No playoffs?
They were close to it this year, so don't say that and have it not be a serious thing in people's minds, because they were damn close to it.
It is for me.
What day did they clinch? Game 81 they clinched?
Yes, if you bring the entire team, if you bring the core of the team back and all you do is tinker, then I think the Penguins will be in for a rude awakening next year. They should look at this as a wake-up call. Now, I have serious doubts that even with serious change, that they're going to be able to restore themselves to being a Stanley Cup champion. I just don't see much evidence or much history of great players in their 30s as the nucleus or the building blocks of a team winning 4 or 5 championships.
So
I just don't.
You say chip away at the core, so what would you do?
Okay, it starts with Letang, and I don't know if the market's going to be great for him. We'll talk to some other people about that today. But he can't be on the team next year.
I don't disagree.
You have to try like mad to get rid of Letang. The regular season numbers were good. When he was in their lineup, he was productive offensively this year. He quarterbacks a number one power play during the regular season, even though it sucked in the playoffs. It was a top 5 power play. This Penguins team, it has been borne out over the last 2 years. They play better with him out of the lineup.
Record was better. They play a more structured game.
Exactly.
And I hate to say that. And you know what? You know why I would
trade
him?
Why do you hate to say it?
Well, because I do like watching a guy that's that good of a skater, but they're a more structured and probably for the playoffs at least better team. Like, he deserves some fringe Norris consideration this year. Fringe. I don't mean actually on the ballot. I have to read this right now since we're talking about him. Josh Yoey's story in The Athletic. And Josh wrote a scathing story, I thought. Stubborn until the very end, the Penguins got what they deserved. That's the headline. This is a quote from Chris Letang after the Penguins got one of their very short-lived leads in this series from Gensel finally wiring one in. This is what Letang said about his pinch in the play that led to Eberle's tying goal. Quote, "We were all caught in, 4 guys at the blue line. I tried to put it deep and get in there. It was more of a cluster bleep. I don't know what really happened. Guys ran into each other."
That's
or
not
something,
taking responsibility.
End quote.
There's no accountability there.
"I went back and watched, and Josh helpfully embedded the video. Do you know what happened? Guys might have bumped into each other briefly, but that was before Chris Letang attempted to make a play. He gave up the puck at the far blue line, didn't get back into the play in time, and they went down 2-on-1 and scored.
It was more
the blame is him.
It was more hero puck from him, just reminiscent of what
he
did in game 1.
But he can't acknowledge it.
I know, and that's why, just like when Rutherford took over, he traded James Neal because James Neal had started to personify this arrogant Penguins team that never met expectations in the playoffs, and James played probably selfishly in the playoffs and would lose his mind and do a lot of dumb stuff, and they traded him, and that kind of it brought Hornquist in, who helped them win 2 Stanley Cups, and it helped change in part their identity. And I think the same thing has to happen here. If they're going to become a more disciplined team, you can't keep Chris Letang around. The Leopard is not going to change his spots at 32 years old. So there should be a market for him. Maybe you don't get
You're not winning that trade.
Because you're giving up the best player in the trade. But he doesn't fit what I think they need to become.
Do you know what,
down the road?
Do you know
so
what we
he's
found
gone.
Out? Do you know what we found
he's
out?
He's gone.
So I'll start there. I agree. You sold me on this last night when you tweeted that, and I watched that because I was like 5 minutes behind on delay as always. So I said, why is Pony tweeting? Ah, there it is. You know what happens when you trade the best player, you lose the trade, right? So you, whatever pieces you get back, just to address that part, aren't going to be as good as what you gave up in terms of just what would an average person say is the best player in this deal. Mm-hmm. Did the Islanders not prove that you don't have to have quote-unquote the best players to be the better team
right.
in this series?
Here was their trade,
how many guys,
John Tavares for nothing.
How many guys on that team
and they're better.
Would people line up and say, of their forwards, I want them
Barzell.
Starting over, okay, over
maybe
a Penguins
it.
Guy.
Yeah, I agree.
And they kicked the snot out of the Penguins.
This has to be a summer of major change. And if they're reluctant to do it because they won championships with these guys and they're committed to them and they're sentimental to them, then they'll continue to either go out early in the playoffs or miss the playoffs altogether. So Letang needs to get traded. Kessel needs to be gone. And I didn't think Phil had a terrible series. But again,
I could argue he was their best player, but he needs to be gone.
I don't want complacency here. These guys have won championships. I think there is something to be said about the Islanders being the hungrier team, the more motivated team. These guys can rest back on their laurels because they've got Stanley Cup rings and they've got championships and they've had their parades and they've had their fun. So I'd trade Kessel. I'd trade Letang. And then everything after, well, the blue line has to change.
Do you trust
too.
Jim Rutherford to make, even though they would be dumps, do you trust him to make good trades?
My trust in him has eroded, but my trust is still strong enough in him where I'm going to give him this opportunity. Yeah. So I'm not firing the GM. The coach is going to stick around through the summer months too. But it can't just be, well, get rid of Olli Maatta or trade find somebody to take Jack Johnson's problems
and make all your
troubles go away. It has to be major now,
they,
Chris.
They
We've
can
reached
make,
that point.
Pony, they can make all the trades they want. The fact of the matter is they're not going to win many or any of those trades in the immediate term. It would have to be like, oh, look what we found kind of stuff. And they have kicked the can down the road. Understandably, I'm not going to rip them for this. It's just now a statement of fact that's staring you in the face. They've kicked the can down the road with like first-round picks so much because they've tried to win, that they don't have anything in the pipeline. And I don't want to hear, I know, like, if we asked Mackey about this, we did yesterday, he said, like, hey, look at a guy like Bluger comes up and he's pretty solid. You need better than pretty solid. You need impact guys. Who do they have? They had Guentzel come up, and they signed him, and good for them. That's going to end up being very important if they're going to stay relevant. They're in deep trouble, I think. Are they even close to one of the East's best teams heading into next year?
No.
No, okay, just say it out loud.
No, they're not.
And there's nothing they could do short of having miraculous trades happen that would change my mind on that.
Because I think they're just kind of looking more and more like the Blackhawks, where you recognize the names and appreciate the names because they're proven players who won championships, but that doesn't translate into winning games now. That's the past. It's not the present and the future. So the Penguins get swept out. Shocking. You might have picked the Islanders to win, but no one predicted the Penguins to go out so meekly here, so easily. Should there be a major shakeup? Do the Penguins need major changes? What are your thoughts? What's your take on that? Was this just a bad matchup? Or was this the kind of series that requires the Penguins to look themselves in the mirror and make major changes? And if your answer is yes, what do you want this team to do? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Muller. It's the PM team. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.